At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Did you ever have an awkward run-in?
With I have a celebrity. Awkward run-ins every time I do anything ever, period.
This is Brett Andrews. It's Elizabeth Kay's filling in for Radar. And Mason Crosby is going to be joining the show here because he's in town for something really cool. And training camp's going on.
You know,
He works on our sister station, 105.7 FM The Fan. And Brett wants to apologize publicly to Mason Crosby about your interaction that happened with him.
Well, the first time I met him.
I don't know if you should really say this on
I'm worried he's going to, like, not show up now because he's creeped out by me.
Well, it's kind of weird and it's kind of gross, Brett.
Well, listen, I've been a Packer fan forever, and I was at the Make-A-Wish Wisconsin Wish Night at the Pfister a bunch of years ago. I ran into Mason Crosby in the men's room. And I'm not going to not say hello to Mason Crosby if I run into him.
Did you shake his hand?
No. Maybe we fist bumped. I don't know. Listen, wasn't at the urinal. We were washing our hands. So it was post-business, shall we say, right? He was going. I was going. I didn't say anything during the go.
Did you actually say, like, hey, I'm Brett Andrews from the radio station?
Yeah. And then we were washing up and listen, it was just the two of us. We're washing up.
That's awkward.
Then I say, listen, I'm a big fan. I work over at this radio station, that radio station, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I'm sure he gets it every time he goes in the bathroom. He's famous.
If you would have been standing next to him.
Yeah.
Is there a rule that you don't talk at that point?
Oh, yeah. Men don't chat while at the urinal.
But when you're washing your hands?
Hand washing station.
It's fair game.
We're okay. Then everything's in.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are sending texts out to his partner there, Mitch, that's on the show with him.
Hey, Thunder.
And we're like, hey, Mitch.
Get over here, you guys.
You told us he was going to be here, and hopefully he will be here pretty soon.
If not, I think it's really the bathroom issue. Yeah.
That's embarrassing that you would just do that.
Mitch, like on their way here, Mitch mentioned, Radar's not going to be here. It's Brett Andrews. And he goes, what? The guy who talked to me in the bathroom? Turn around.
Which is so bizarre. You know what? I would have done the same thing, though. At least you didn't, like, pull your phone out and say, let's take a picture in the bathroom.
No, we didn't do a selfie, I think.
That would be weird.
I don't remember. Maybe we did.
If he doesn't show up, I'm blaming you.
It's totally my fault.
It's the mix. Brett Andrews didn't completely ruin the interview.
No, he showed up. I'm glad. I was worried that he was gonna ghost us because of this whole bathroom thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, when the Bears fan is off, we bring the Packer players in. Mason Crosby is here.
Hey! Yes, yes. Oh, I'm in the building. It's awesome. It's great to be able to join y'all for a few minutes before I jump on my show.
Yes.
I love being able to come in the station, but they didn't want to let me in.
They didn't give you a key card yet?
I don't have a key card yet, so come on, guys. Odyssey, everybody, like, give me
Jason. We got to talk to the boss and get a fob. We need a fob.
Just something.
That is so embarrassing. I mean, again, I feel like Mason's here in town, and we're going to talk to why he's in town, but he is on our sister station, 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's the Mason Crosby Show. We've got no key fob for you, and Brett Andrews told a very uncomfortable story. He owes you an apology about the first time you met him.
Mason, from the bottom of my heart, I apologize for following you into the bathroom at the Pfister.
So, like,
that sounds so creepy. The voice I just used.
Followed me in talking to me. Like, I'm trying to remember what event was it at?
So we were at the Make-A-Wish Wisconsin Wish Night.
Oh my gosh!
I think it was you and John Kuhn were there.
Yes.
I think that was the year you brought John Kuhn out as
a surprise.
I tried to block that out.
Yeah, I tried to block that out. You know, that moment with you in the bathroom. But I do remember those.
We were not at the urinals. We were at the sinks.
You better not have been at the urinals.
I believe is a more, you know, acceptable place where you can have a little conversation.
Well, he wanted to apologize.
It wasn't whispering in my ear.
Yeah, I didn't come up behind. Okay. Has anyone ever done that to you in a bathroom? Like, come up behind you?
Where's the weirdest place besides a bathroom, if that is the weirdest, that someone's come up to you?
If it can get much weirder than that.
But, yeah, that's pretty weird.
But honestly, I can't tell you. Like, I've probably had like 100+ conversations in a bathroom because it's like, that's your, I can't go anywhere.
Right.
Somebody's there and they're like, all right, I got the question for
you. Stuck.
And you're stuck.
Okay, well, you're in town now and people may run into you in places. Do you not want people to talk to you in the bathroom? Are you fine with that?
I mean, yeah, let's like maybe just wait till I go, like move out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like,
all right.
I would appreciate that.
That's a good safety tip. Good safety tip. If you see Mason around today, just let him finish his business before engaging. He's a very kind man.
Oh, yeah.
He will take pictures with you, just not at the urinal.
Not in the bathroom.
Boss Molly is going to cringe that we've talked this long about bathroom talk.
Exactly.
Okay, so
while people are trying to eat their Cheerios.
Yeah.
Mason Crosby, former Green Bay Packer kicker. I feel like you don't even need an introduction here in Wisconsin.
Never.
But you are in town. Tell everybody why you're here.
Oh, a lot of stuff going on. So, yeah, tonight we have the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame, which I am so honored to. I did not envision something like this happening.
You are you kidding me?
Not right now. You know, it's like I retire officially in March, and then it's like now all these things start rolling down the line. You know, I just was so honored to be able to. I got voted into the Colorado, University of Colorado's Athletic Hall of Fame. So we'll do that in November. And then on Sunday, I have my charity softball game. So my inaugural game.
Awesome.
It's going to be awesome. Jordy Nelson's going to be there, Brad Jones, Tim Maste. So a few of my former teammates from the Super Bowl team are going to be joining us, and we're going to be out there crushing it.
And where's it going
to
be at?
Trying to hit balls. We're in Beloit at the ABC Supply Stadium, the home of the Beloit Sky Carp.
Cool.
Yeah, I had my kids out practicing. You know, my son is
the
actually
Sky Carp. Is that is that like a minor league baseball team?
It is a minor league. Yeah, Triple A team.
Did it used to be the Beloit Snappers at one point?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think it was that. But that whole stadium is pretty awesome.
What is a Sky Carp? I don't
have a clue. I mean, it's a fish of some type, I guess.
Right. I mean, we fish. I think it's a type of fish.
Okay. I don't know about fish.
It's a flying fish. I'd take a flying fish.
Maybe they jump. Maybe they're jumpers. That's why they call them sky carp. Somebody right now is listening going, how can this guy not know what sky carp
are? Yeah, exactly. Send us a picture. We need to see what a sky carp looks like.
Well, we're going to have more conversations here with Mason Crosby because he's hanging out with us. We love the Packers. Training camp is starting. It's day two, so we're really in the thick of it with football. So coming up next year, we're going to actually have a battle between Brett Andrews, a diehard Packer fan, and one of the greatest Packers of all time, Mason Crosby.
I love it.
The game is love.
I'm nervous.
Love or LaFleur?
Oh boy!
How well do you know the Packers?
I am gonna excuse the pun here. I hope I can outkick my coverage.
Oh, nice!
Get it? Because he's a kicker.
Good one.